Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
You get what you vote for, or at least that's the old saying. But unfortunately, folks, sometimes you get what you didn't vote for. And that's the exact problem we are going to have here with the Biden administration. Look no further than the man's half day in power. 17 executive orders. Remember when Trump was signing executive orders and they were called dictatorial? Our executive orders, an outrage. Even one. 17 on day one. On day one. And most of them very, very, very destructive to the overall health of this company, or this country, I should say. Could call it a company, couldn't you? Now, on Monday's show, we're going to really dig deep into these, but I'm going to touch the surface of these today because I think it's important. First off, one of the very first things they did was no new wall. It's bought and paid for, folks. It's bought and paid for. No new money had to go into it, not a dime. Doesn't matter. Because in Joe Biden's infinite wisdom, he says, you can't build a wall. This is the same man who ordered them to build a wall around the inauguration so nobody could get in and potentially harm him. I thought walls don't work, Joe. I thought walls just infuriate people. So your unity ended with build a wall so angry Trump supporters can't yell at me. On build a wall so illegal immigrants can't flood the country at a time when jobs are scarce because of this COVID nonsense. So expect to see large amounts of people enter this country with no visible means of support other than to attempt to get a job in an economy where jobs are not going to be exactly plentiful. Why, do you ask, will jobs not be plentiful? Well, let's talk about that, shall we? The Paris Climate Accord. We are back in it. Hooray. Hooray for $1 billion wasted. Oh, we'll have clean air, but China will be allowed to keep polluting and pay nothing. Absolutely nothing. Do you honestly think that China has better regulations on their pollution and things than the United States? We're already one of the cleanest countries. So we'll ship them $1 billion of your money. And they will do exactly nothing. We share the same atmosphere, folks. If China's pollution is 100 times that of the United States and they're not cleaning it up, it really doesn't do a ton of good for the United States to ship $1 billion all over the world of our taxpayer money and say we will have to put down stricter regulations. You know what those stricter regulations will do? Nothing for the environment. But it will kill jobs because factories now, faced with these stricter regulations, will say, we can't operate here. We just can't operate here. We'll go to China where they don't have any regulation. And we can have workers for 25 cents an hour. And we can basically do whatever the hell we want as long as we graft the Chinese government with a little bit of payola. Like we do the politicians in the United States to get what we want. So there go all those jobs. Those jobs are gone. Now we're told, remember when Joe Biden said, I never said there's going to be no fracking. We may gradually reduce it, but we perfectly understand that we just can't do – well, there's no fracking. They've already said we're eliminating fracking. And, by the way, they're ending this Keystone Pipeline thing, which has already pissed Canada off. And it should be pissing you off. The Keystone Pipeline would have added tens of thousands of jobs. Now it will add none. Our energy independence, which is vitally important to the health of this nation, will be greatly reduced. I don't know if everybody sitting home on your couch right now realizes that what we were doing prior to Donald Trump was we were handing over billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Middle East to ship us oil whose profits were going to fund terrorism. Terrorists used to laugh at us and say, we're destroying their country and they're paying us to do it. That's what they said. The very things we use to destroy your country, the weapons we have, you paid for them all. You paid for every dime of them. You're paying for your own destruction. So Donald Trump said, well, we're not going to do it. We're going to become energy independent. And we did. And on top of being energy independent, we were a number one exporter for the first time in forever. It was adding jobs. It was reducing gas. Watch what happens now that the Keystone Pipeline will be a memory. Watch what happens to gas. Oh, it's not going to go up $1.50 in a day. It's not what's going to happen. See, they don't do that. You'll drive by one day and it'll say, oh, gee, it used to be $2.19 and now it's $2.25. Well, it's just winter. And then the next day it's $2.29. And then the next day it's $2.34. And then the next day it's $2.40. And then the next day it's $2.42. And before you know it, it's $3.50. And then you know what they do? They bring it down. And they say, oh, look, our policies are working. Remember when gas was $3.50? It's now only $3.25. Yeah, a dollar higher than when Donald Trump was in office. And you'll love it and say, yay, gas came down today. Because you don't realize they raised it $2 and now they're going to bring it down 50 cents. The old bait and switch. Absolutely ridiculous. That's going to affect heating oil too, by the way. Propane, everything. You normally fill up your barrel, I don't know. It cost me about $650 in the Trump administration. It cost me damn near $900 in the Obama administration. It's going to be $900 again. Now let's talk a little bit about another one that he signed. Trans athletes being allowed in women's sports with no prerequisite other than I identify as a woman. In other words, you don't have to have had a sex change operation. You don't have to have anything. Tomorrow, under Joe Biden's administration, I could walk into the UFC women's division and say I identify as a woman and I want to fight a woman. And if they're dumb enough, I guess they'll let me. Maybe I'll identify as a 100-pound woman. That way I can just beat the hell out of somebody, right? Oh, this is wonderful. You see, folks, common sense has left the building now because we've gone too far with this. You can identify as anything you want routine. I don't know if you realize it, but the average powerlifter, male powerlifter, an average powerlifter, one who could never hope to set a record, one who could never hope to win an actual powerlifting contest with the top echelon of powerlifters, would destroy a woman's all-time world record quite easily. Quite easily. So these mediocre male athletes, what do you think they're going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to identify as a woman and they're going to take the prize because cheating is okay. After all, we're under the Obama administration, where this man will permanently have an asterisk on his presidency. And for all of you people, and I'm not talking about the craziness of the Q conspiracy and all that stuff. We'll talk about those people a little more on Monday. But if you're thinking for 1 minute that it's a crazed Q conspiracy theory that this election was rigged, you're insane. You're insane. What's your definition of rigging? That's what I want to know from the people who say there was no fraud. What's your definition of fraud? Fraud means what? Please give me your definition. Does fraud mean changing the rules illegally at the last minute in order to benefit one party? Because if that's fraud, I have news for you. You did that. That's not a theory I'm working on. That's a fact. You changed the laws about mail-in voting illegally and unconstitutionally, and that's the end of the conversation. It's not maybe. You did it. Now, if you want to bundle on and say, was there dead people voting? Was there people feeding ballots into the machines 3 and 5 times? Well, we have video that says yes, and we have documented evidence that says yes. So how's that a conspiracy theory? It's not. It's not a conspiracy theory. Now, if you want to mix them all in with people who I personally think are agent provocateurs trying to make Trump supporters look dumb. But I never went that path. What I told you just now, I can prove. And so can anyone. Oh, by the way, we rejoined WHO, right? You know, the organization that carried water for China and said, China has been so forthcoming. China has been so transparent. What a wonderful, wonderful place China is. Really? So transparent they wouldn't let our people in to look at this virus, so we knew where it came from. So transparent they're boarding people up alive in their houses with no food. Left to die. This is who the WHO pays homage to. The WHO has flat out lied to us about this COVID-19 virus. Not once, not twice, several times. And it's a huge, gigantic, colossal waste of our money if all they are going to do is be the propaganda arm for the Chinese government, which they are because they are paid to be. But let's join right back up with them so we can get more misinformation and more people can die. Let's do that. And if we think that this is in any way going to bring peace, you know, while Joe Biden is standing there saying unity, we must come together as a country, Antifa is tearing apart Portland. On Inauguration Day, Antifa carrying signs that says, no Joe Biden, we want revenge. For police murders, for racial whatever, inequality. They attacked the DNC. They attacked a Starbucks. Take that, Starbucks. While you're putting BLM logos on your cups, they're destroying your business along with Antifa. Keep right on doing it. Appease the mob, and the mob is still going to come for you. You don't get it. But fear not, because the same party who told you tear gas, rubber bullets, on people just trying to be patriotic Americans and show their anger toward a system that is unfair, is barbaric, unleash tear gas and rubber bullets last night. Effectively saying, yeah, F you. See, you're not going to protest our administration. It was okay when it was the Trump administration because you were combating our enemy. You were carrying water for us. All of your vitriol was directed in one direction, the Trump administration. Don't you dare do it under the Obama, I should say the Obama administration, because that's what it is. Don't you dare do it under the Joe Obama administration. Because if you do, you will be rubber bulleted and tear gassed in a heartbeat. Waking up yet? No? Okay, let me add another one. Remember when Joe Biden said, if you vote for me, and during the Georgia Senate races, by the way, they were all saying, if we get in, $2,000 checks are in the mail the next day. all of you COVID warriors here and all of you people who can't work, but mostly the people who really don't want to work and would rather sit home and watch game shows on TV all day, you'll get a big fat $2,000 check. Just vote for us. It's a bribe. Vote for me, get $2,000. And still you wouldn't, well, if you send me the ballot, maybe I will. But I'm not going to the post office, so you'll have to put special boxes on the street near my house. Then I might drive by in my car and drop it off, if you give me $2,000. Well, that's off the table now, isn't it? Now they're saying, well, it's only going to be $1,400 because you already got six. We never said $2,000 more. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, you did. You didn't say we're going to give you an additional $1,400. You said $2,000 checks will be in the mail. Now, how quickly it's being backpedaled. And Kamala Harris is saying, well, you've already got 600, so you're only getting 14. But that'll be out immediately. No, check that. Now they're saying, we're probably looking at late March. We got other things that's more important, like gender studies in Taiwan to deal with. You're just going to hang on to March, that's all. You got 600. You can't live for 3 months on 600. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You must be an excessive spender. Who couldn't live on $600 a month in America? For 3 months, I should say. Who can't live on $200 a month? You see, folks, the deal is this. The only way Americans get ahead, we prosper. The only way we can actually prosper is if we have good employment. The only way we have good employment is if employers are willing to open up businesses and supply jobs. The only way they're willing to open up businesses and supply jobs is if it is mutually beneficial to them as well as the people they are employing. No one says, I'm going to open up a business and I'm going to break even, but damn it, the 1,000 people I employ are going to get fat and rich. Nobody does that. So when you say, I'm going to tax you to death, I'm going to make sure you have all these restrictions. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't ship here. You can't do this. More tax, more tax, more tax, health care benefits, this, that, and the other thing. These people say there's nothing left in the pie for me. By the time I open this factory up, by the time I supply all of the equipment, by the time I get the goods manufactured, by the time I pay everything to these employees, there's not enough left in the pie to make it worth my while. However, now in China, I could just move my factory there. I don't have to pay anybody anything. 25 cents an hour, and that's just fantastic. Hire a bunch of 12-year-olds. Slave labor. And hell, if I graft the Chinese government a couple of grand, I could probably pay less and have no restrictions, no regulations. And don't worry, because the Biden administration will not make me pay any import tax when I ship it back to this country. So what's my downside? Why would I stay in a country that is not going to allow me to manufacture what I want to manufacture without charging me to the point where I can't make a profit, when I can simply ship operations out of this country and make a huger profit, much, much huger profit? That's the way business works. Ask yourself, would you open a business if your profit was zero? How come you don't hire people to mow your lawn? How come you're out there mowing your lawn? How come you're doing that? How come you're hiring a roofer and a contractor? And why don't you do it? Hire them. You're doing it, right? You're out there, oh, I'm trying to fix up my house. I can't afford a contractor. Why? I just don't make enough. Well, why? Just keep asking yourself. Folks, the orders that Joe Biden signed, the executive orders that Joe Biden signed that I just read, does absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing to contribute to the prosperity of this country. How, in a time when there are so little jobs because of the COVID virus and businesses closing left and right and left and right and left and right, can you justify opening up the floodgates and letting people in who have no visible means of support unless they get a job and you know they can't? What's the answer then? These people come and they say, I don't have a job. I don't speak the language. There's no factories that will hire me. Don't worry. Go on welfare. And the people who have a job will pay for you. But just remember who's keeping you here. Just remember why you're in this country. Just remember why you're getting your check every month. When it comes time to vote, that's their game. They don't give one damn about you. Don't you understand that if you get better, it's like a psychiatrist. If you go to a psychiatrist, and after four sessions, they say you're completely cured, that's not in their best interest. Their best interest is to keep you coming for years and years and years and years and years so they can milk every dime out of you. And they'll keep telling you, you're getting a little better, you're getting a little better, but you're not getting any better. You're the same. Because it's in their best interest and their financial best interest to keep you coming. Well, it's in the financial best interest of the Democratic Party to make sure you do not succeed past a certain amount. Proof, if you do succeed past a certain amount, we will shut you down. Simple as that. You make over a certain amount of money, too much. All of that's going to the people who make none. All of that's going to our friends who are flooding over the border. And let me tell you this right now. It's not that I'm not for immigration. See, that's an old myth. Oh, if you say anything about illegal immigration, you obviously are against immigration. Not true. What I am saying is this. We have to look at our own people first, and if we say, look, we're basically recovering from a gigantic pandemic that cost this economy big and millions of jobs, this is not the time to add more people to the unemployment line, quite obviously. This is not the time to put more regulations on businesses who have already suffered hugely. So ask yourself what type of administration would take a look at the recent turn of events and say this is the perfect time. Add more taxes and more restrictions to businesses who are desperately trying to stay alive. This is the perfect time to add more people to our country who have no means to support themselves. And ask yourself, why would that be? The old analogy, you don't invite somebody to dinner if you don't have anything to eat yourself. Okay, if my cupboard is bare, I'm not inviting 10 people to dinner. And if I do, I'm not going to ask my neighbor to pay for that dinner and say, well, you got more than me. Your refrigerator's full. You're just going to have to give me money. I got 10 people coming over. How would that work for you? Because that's what you're doing, folks. Unfortunately, a large amount of Americans, not enough to elect this idiot president, because I'm telling you right now, he didn't get 80 million votes. If you're honestly out there saying Joe Biden got 80 million votes, then you believe, you have no right to criticize any of these Q conspirators. Because if you fall for that, then I can fall for people who are turning into lizard creatures. Because I'm telling you right now, both of them are about equally likely. Joe Biden didn't get 80 million votes. But this is what you voted for, right? Well, I got news for you. The people who did vote for Joe Biden, a lot of them just want to be house cats. And by that, I mean they just want to be the pets of big government. Oh, it doesn't matter who I vote for. Just send me a check and let me lay around my house or maybe fiddle around with a little bit of work, but supplement my income and I'll pursue my degree in lesbian interpretive dance and see if I can't get a job off that. Once a year, a troop comes to town for one day. I think I make $22 on that. So that's all I want to do with my life. So you're going to have to pay the rest. Yeah. That's what they want. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to succeed. They have gotten used to complacency. Just give me enough to barely survive. I don't have to do anything. I can spend my day on a computer or watching a tube or just laying around, and that's great. Give me that life. Sign me up for the house cat life. But here's what you don't understand. A certain percentage of people who own these house cats, when it's no longer beneficial for them to do so, they move on. And guess what they do? Leave them behind. Put them in a shelter. That's your future. That's your future if you allow this. You are not guaranteed a living just by being an American citizen. You are guaranteed the opportunity, and the opportunity is exactly what they're taking away. Don't you understand? Equal outcome is not guaranteed, despite what crazy Kamala Harris says. We need equal outcome. No, you don't. What do you mean equal outcome? So if I work 40 hours a week, busting my ass, digging ditches in the hot sun, and you're out on your front porch sipping a lemonade, watching Jerry Springer and calling up your friends, you should have the same amount of money as me. Why? Then why should I work? I'll just go watch Jerry Springer and call up my friends. And then eventually when everybody does it, where does the money come from? Because the government doesn't make any money. The government takes your money. Any money the government has is yours. So where does that money come from, eh? When everybody decides to stay home and be house cats, where's that money come from? You got people making $12 an hour, and some of them got up and went to work during this pandemic because they couldn't afford not to. But it's my contention that some of them got up and went to work because they have pride. That's what I would like to think. Because they said, you know what? I don't want to live off my government. I don't want to just call in sick every day. I don't want to use the pandemic as an excuse for laziness. I know I'm not making a fortune, but at least I feel good knowing whatever I make is mine. And I earned it. Let's underline the word earned. And for all you people who are going to get on my case saying, he doesn't want any kind of social programs. He hates welfare and food stamps and these poor people. No, just the opposite. Because for every person who deserves more money, for every single person who really can't work, really does have an issue and has to struggle. I know a lady, let me give you a little story. I know a lady who is 87 years old, 87. She has been disabled since birth, according to her. I am told by her, and proven, by the way, she gets $400 a month from the government. Who can live on that? $400 a month. If it weren't for her family, she'd be dead or homeless. I don't know what would happen to the woman. Because all they will give her is $400 and some food stamps. You can't pay any rent with $400. You can't pay anything with $400 a month. But meanwhile, there are able-bodied people getting thousands. If you were able to take those people and give them employment, force them to have employment, make them proud to earn their living, you could give more to the people who really cannot. There's only so much food at the table. So if I have a buffet for the homeless and I put out this large spread of food for the people who cannot afford their own food, and 100 people show up who could afford their own food, but they just don't feel like buying it, They are taking food out of the mouth of the people who really need it. You understand? Why don't the Democrats say, okay, well, guess what? Our situation is way worse than we thought. And instead of making you wait until March and then only giving you $1,400, Taiwan's just going to have to figure out their own gender studies. It's not our fault if there's people in Taiwan saying, I'm not sure whether I'm a man or a woman. So we'll just take that $40 million and we'll allocate it to some government program that's going to help people in our country. Or maybe the Democrats could say, you know, why should we give all kinds of money to the Middle East for their oil so our American citizens have to pay more for gas and are funding terrorist organizations when we can just make it here? And then one Democrat in the corner is going to raise their hand and saying, but the air might be less clean and we might have a few frogs might die. You're right. Those frogs are more important than the American people. You're right. Oh, those fish? Yeah. Well, that's more important than the American people. Forget it. Keep funding terrorism. Don't you understand? I'm having a very hard time understanding the Democratic Party, not the powers that be. I understand them very well. I know where they're coming from. Follow the money and you'll know where they're coming from. I'm having a problem understanding their voters. Because we could sit here on the show and lie and say all of them just welfare and don't have a job and they just think they're going to get free stuff. No, not all of them. That's not true. There's a lot of very powerful corporations like Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter, and they just love the Democratic Party. Well, why is that? Why is that? Hey, Jack Dorsey, you're going to have to give up 65% of your income. No, I'm not, because I made a special deal. Yeah, the American people don't know about that, right? They don't know that Amazon and Google and all these people, they're not going to be taxed more. They're going to be given special privileges that you don't get. And they're going to be told, well, because they're job suppliers, that's why. Okay, well, so are factories. You're not giving them any special privileges. You're not giving them any special privileges. What you are doing is attempting to run out private businesses so that everyone works for the machine. You can't open up a private business and succeed. That might take $10,000 a week away from Amazon or some other company who's giving us millions of dollars in campaign donations and actively being a propaganda arm for our party. You can't do that. How dare you? How dare you open up a store and compete with Amazon? Strike them down. Make sure mom and pop are put in their place so Amazon can succeed. Why do you think the pandemic shut everything down? Explain to me, does a virus close everything down or do human beings close everything down? Explain that one to me. Does a virus come along and everyone says, you know what, I don't feel safe. I think I'm just going to close my store. Because if that was the case, well, then you certainly could argue that those people decided their own fate. Or if a virus comes along and people say, I just don't feel comfortable shopping, so I guess I'll just stay home. Then those people have decided your fate and their fate. But when the government themselves say, no, you will not open, and anyone caught in these stores will be arrested or fined, and anyone opening these stores will be arrested or fined. However, no problem going to Walmart, no problem going to Target, no problem going to liquor stores. Then you begin to understand. They want you out of the picture. So how will all these executive orders help, huh? No wall. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just be flooded with illegal immigration. And they will take up the non-skilled labor. Guess who that hurts the most? Minorities in this country. back to the Paris Climate Accord, so your taxes will all go up and money will be thrown away, and the factories will have regulations which will make it impossible for them to operate in this company, so they will go elsewhere and take their jobs along with it. That's a good thing to happen in the midst of a pandemic. No Keystone Pipeline, so those jobs are all lost, and fuel, oil, and gasoline will go up to a rate where it'll be very, very difficult for you to afford it if you're on a budget. See, this doesn't affect the rich. Do you think Jack Dorsey cares how much gas is? Do you think Mark Zuckerberg cares how much it costs to heat his house? That's why they can sit there and say, who cares? Who cares? I know people who walk into stores, grocery stores, they don't even look at prices. They just say, I want a roast beef. I want this brand of spaghetti sauce. It doesn't matter to them how much the price is. It doesn't matter. They know what they want and they get it. But you know what I also see? I see people walking into stores and comparing the difference between this jar of spaghetti sauce at $1.99 and this jar of spaghetti sauce at $3.99 or $2.99 and this jar of spaghetti sauce at $1.25 and saying, I guess I'll have to take the $1.25 because that 75 cents in the long run makes a difference to them. That's how much of a budget they're on. And those are the people who's going to get hurt the worst. I made a statement the other day saying my life probably won't change that much because, fortunately, I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people who, if I want something, I'll just go buy it within reason. I mean, I'm not going to buy a Ferrari, but I'm also not going to sit there and say, well, I'll take the cheaper spaghetti sauce when I like this brand. No, I'll take the brand I like. If I want a roast beef, I'll go get a roast beef if it's this much a pound or if it's that much a pound. But there are people who can't do it. So my life won't change all that much, but I'll tell you how it affects other people's. Now when I go out to dinner, which I might do less, if fuel oil rises, gas rises, my taxes rise, well, maybe I'll go out to dinner a couple times less a month. And guess what? That hurts the restaurant, doesn't it? And oh, by the way, that hurts the waitress. Because she's going to get two tips less a month from one person. Maybe I go once a week, so now maybe I go twice a month. So two times she doesn't get that $20 tip. It's $40 a month. And you know what? Who that waitress is? Most likely the person who takes the $1.25 jar of spaghetti sauce because the 75 cents makes the difference. So that $20 is big. It trickles down, folks. It's going to hurt the lowest income people the worst. You know who it's not going to hurt? The people who have no income. It's not going to hurt the people on welfare. It's not going to hurt you at all. You're going to sit home and you're going to collect your checks. Some of you deserve it, some of you don't. It'll only hurt you because you're not going to get more. So when you go to the store and that spaghetti sauce that used to be $1.25 is now $1.99, that's the cheapest one you can get. There's an extra 75 cents. When you go to the pump, and you say, I got to fill up my car once a week, 15 gallons, and now it's not $2.25, it's $3.75. That's $1.50 more per gallon. That's over $20 more a week. Times four, $80 a month. $960 a year extra. So when you get your check at the end of the month, at the end of the year, I should say, when you get your tax refund at the end of the year, if you get one, just remember to deduct $960. Oh, I got $1,500. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You got $540 because you spent that extra $960 in the friggin' gas station. You would have had that in your pocket under the Trump administration. See, that's what Trump doesn't get credit for. The way he actually stimulated the economy was to just let you have more money in your pocket. Okay, the government wasn't handing you a big amount at the end of the year like a Christmas present, but they weren't taking it to begin with. So when you got your check from your employer, you said, I got a few extra bucks than I thought I did every single week or every 2 weeks, however you get paid. And guess what you did with that money? You spent it. And then when you went to the pump and said, Jesus, I just filled up my car for, you know, 30 bucks. Used to be 50, 60. What'd you do with that extra 20 or 25? Let me go buy something for myself. Let me go buy a pair of pants. Let me go out to eat. Let me go see that movie that I wanted to see, that I was going to wait until it came on cable. That's how he stimulated the economy, folks. There's no magic trick. Like Obama said, oh, you got to have a magic wand. There's no magic wand. It's called give the people the money they earned and stop stealing it for gender studies in Taiwan. I don't care what's happening in Taiwan. Why should I care? Are they giving me money? When's the last time Taiwanese people said, here's a $400 million so the American people don't have to eat out of a garbage can during a pandemic? Did anybody do that? No! Nobody did that. By the way, here's what I love. This country is such a horrible, evil, racist, terrible place, according to the liberal Democrats. This country is just awful. We have to fundamentally transform it from the ground up. How come people are dying to get here then? How come people are willing to risk their lives and the lives of their family to cross the goddamn deserts to get here? Because it's a horrible place. I'll tell you what. You want my immigration policy? Here's Marcus Kane's immigration policy. For every person who thinks we are a racist, horrible, terrible, evil country, go directly to your local embassy, denounce your American citizenship, and in your place, an immigrant can come over who thinks this is a wonderful country and wants to be here. How's that sound? You go live in Mexico. You go live in Guatemala. They're better, right? So you go live there. And let someone who actually thinks they want to live in this country, live in this country. But you won't. Because you're liars. You're evil liars. I'm not a Republican anymore. Changed my party affiliation. Not a Democrat. Not an independent. I choose not to be anything. Yes, I know I won't be able to vote in primaries and all that stuff. I don't care. If there's somebody I really believe in, I'll temporarily change my party and vote for them. But when I see these feckless Republicans lying to the American people, just because, Trump's out of office, we got to help ourselves. They're the people on the Titanic who grab the life raft and tell the woman and children, goodbye. Too bad. I'm too important to drown. Makes me sick. Let me take a caller quick. Caller, are you there? No, caller is not there. Sometimes we get that. People just like to call up and listen. Look, the bottom line of the situation is this, folks. One half day, well, now it's a full day, I guess, into his presidency, and Joe Biden has already made moves that is going to cost you more money. It's going to cost this country jobs, overpopulate and overflood. By the way, I thought the pandemic is still on. I thought it's worse than ever. A new strain is coming in. Well, are you going to vet all these people coming across the border, are you, and make sure they don't have COVID or any other disease? Are you going to do that first? Where are they going to get health care? They don't have a job. I drove by a man who is a veteran who fought for this country, who stands at an exit to a major highway with his medals still on his shirt, saying anything will help because I am homeless. So pardon me if I don't care about a 25-year-old able-bodied Mexican or Guatemalan coming over here saying, where's the free stuff? Take care of your family first. Take care of the people who are responsible for you being able to sit in front of your damn television, to collect your check, to watch your TV shows. And if you can't do it, then don't add more burden to it. It's one thing if we said we don't have the money. We just don't have the money. We're in a pandemic. We got to take care of millions of people. We don't have the money. Okay, I get that. Then don't be sending it to other countries. Take care of the people here first. Why is this a hard concept? We live in a country. This is our country. The people here have to come first. If you don't think the people here, tell me why you're not asking Mexico to make their country better so people would rather stay. Why are you not asking Guatemala to make their country better so people would prefer to stay? Why are you not all over the Mexican government, the Guatemalan government, all these other governments who are shipping over immigrants or immigrants are dying to get here? Why are you not all over them saying make your country better? Because we have to take care of ours first. I'll tell you why. Because you're getting kickbacks from them. That's why all of you, I can't even say it on the air. All of you evil Democrats and cowardly Republicans who get your big fat checks and all of your kickback money from making sure that diabetes medication stays sky high. I don't care if these diabetics have to basically eat out of a garbage can so they can afford their medicine. We can't have Trump taking on Big Pharma. He's evil. That's an evil thing to do. We can't have Trump saying, let's take care of Americans first. That's an evil thing to do. We can't have Trump saying, we're not relying on the Middle East for oil anymore, so you can use that profit to fund terrorism in our country. That's an evil thing to do. The righteous thing to do is let them use their money as they want to. And if that means more terrorism, so be it. If that means higher unemployment among Americans, so be it. If that means overpopulation, so be it. Do you think they're doing this just because they morally love everyone in the world and say, oh, everyone? No, they're not doing it for that reason. Wake up. Follow the money. For God's sake, they're all getting rich. I love it when people say, well, I mean, they're politicians. They got a nice house. Yeah, they got a $5 million house, and they're making $200,000 a year. How much that is? Come on now. That would be like you making $50,000 a year and saying, I own a $1 million house. I don't think so. Where do you think the money's coming from, Einsteins? Where do you think the money's coming from? You've been lied to basically your whole lives. That's the problem. You've been lied to so often, you think it's true. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of college kids that, when they're kids, their parents say, you're the smartest kid. You're the smartest kid in the world. Everything you say is right. You are a genius. Oh my gosh, are you a genius? Then you get to college and you're a flunky. And you say, I don't understand this because I was told I was a genius and I'm getting D's. I can't pass a test. Mom and dad couldn't have lied to me. Yeah, well, your mommy and daddy did lie to you. This government is as corrupt can be. And the problem wasn't Donald Trump. The problem was Donald Trump didn't play that game. That's what the problem was. The problem was the people who played the game saw the guy who was going to reveal the game and said, oh, wait. We can't have this. What about our big, fat $5 million mansions? What about our big, fat kickbacks? What about all of our big pharma money? What about all of our campaign donations? We can't have this man exposing the game. So we'll blackmail and brainwash the American people into thinking he's an evil, horrible, racist Nazi. And then the very same things they say, they do. I just got finished telling you, Antifa destroyed Portland and Black Lives Matter. Destroyed Portland. Last night, What'd they do? They shot him with rubber bullets and they tear gassed him. Now, if this had been a year ago, right now the news would be saying Donald Trump and his administration is okay with shooting innocent protesters and people with legitimate grievances with rubber bullets and using tear gas, which could kill if you have asthma or you have other things. This just goes to show you what a horrible tyrant and a dictator he is. Donald Trump was watching fireworks, having a glass of champagne, and dancing the night away while Portland burned. That's what the narrative would be. Turn on the news today, you hear nothing. You don't hear a thing. Are you awake? Do you not understand what's going on in this country? Apparently you don't. Because 80 million of you supposedly voted for Joe Biden. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that you needed how many National Guard? Oh, and by the way, vet them all. Vet them all and make sure not one of them voted for Donald Trump that's guarding Joe Biden. Make sure not one of them is an evil Trump supporter who could turn on us any moment. Did Donald Trump do that? There's a man who has a blog, Dan Bongino has a podcast. Former Secret Service agent who guarded Barack Obama. He is a devout conservative. And he said unequivocally, my job, if I had to, was to take a bullet for Barack Obama, and I would have. Because that's what I signed up for. I didn't sign up to protect a president I agreed with. I didn't sign up to protect a president I voted for. I signed up to protect a president. And they spit in that man's face. And they spit in the faces of all the National Guard and people who were there by saying, if you're a Trump supporter, you just might be a radical who would do something horrible. Really? Okay, well, then let's turn the tables. If I call a cop or anything, I want to make sure they voted for Donald Trump. If you voted for Joe Biden, I have no confidence that you're going to hear my problem and fairly assess it and take care of it. So from now on, when I call 911, I'm going to say, could you please just send a Trump-supporting police officer? I don't want a Joe Biden police officer here. I don't feel comfortable. Do you think that's fair? Let's try a call again. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hey, Marcus. I finally got through. It's getting some technical difficulties. I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. We've known each other a long time, and it's pretty much a hell in a handbasket when the election gets stolen. The mainstream media does not acknowledge that it was a stolen election. And on January 6th was a day that will live in infamy because Donald Trump incited a riot. Insurrection, they called it. Well, I doubt they could even spell insurrection. And instead of denouncing the riots this summer and people getting killed and cops getting Molotov cocktails thrown at them and a horse getting stabbed in the eye, they say nothing. But Trump says,
well, it's even worse than that, because while Nancy Pelosi is busy trying to impeach the president of the United States for causing an insurrection, the FBI has already come out and said this was pre-planned. We found bombs. They didn't go off, but we found them. Well, which is it? If it's pre-planned, then anything Donald Trump said did not incite it. So there goes your argument out the window. It's gone. The FBI said it was pre-planned. So you have just impeached a president for no reason other than political revenge. And when a party decides they are going to use their power for political revenge, and you're going to tell me you don't have communism, totalitarianism, or fascism? That's the very definition. It's the very definition. And yet, if you talk to a liberal, they'll say, there's nothing wrong with this. This is wonderful. This is fine. This is great. It's great. that a Trump supporter can't talk on Facebook. It's great that a Trump supporter can't talk on Twitter. Is it great? Is it great? Well, maybe to you it's great because you see, you fear ideas. You fear alternate ideas. You are the people who were told your whole life, you're right, you're right, you're right. You're so smart, you're so smart. And then you don't have the answer to any of my questions. So instead of saying, that's a very good question that you've brought up, and that's a very good premise that you brought up, let me really look into that. Let me look into that and see if the truth of the matter is that this pipeline being ended is going to cost lots of jobs and money to flow back into the Middle East for terrorism. You just say, no, shut him down. Do not let him speak that. Because if he speaks that and we have no reply, we look like exactly what he says we are. Bring it. I would never, let me tell you this right now. I would never, ever vote for or applaud shutting down free speech. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't care if you think Donald Trump is the worst man on earth. And I don't care if you think Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread. If you want to go on your social media and you want to broadcast that, God bless you. Because that's your right, you see. Remember the old homeless man I told you that still sits with his medals outside the highway on an off-ramp begging for money? That's what he fought for. So when Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey decide, no, we won't let you speak. You're spitting in that man's face. I don't care. I don't use Twitter, Jack Dorsey. You crazed hobo king. That's what you are. What I do care about is that man who fought for nothing. And now he's begging money on the side of the street, and you're passing him by in your car saying, I voted for Biden. I ain't giving that asshole anything. Yeah, I get it. But you will give $40 million of your money to Taiwan for gender studies. Congratulations. It's a party to be proud of, folks. Sometimes you get what you vote for. And unfortunately for all of our conservative friends, sometimes you get what you didn't vote for.